And when we finish it, we can send it to eBackpack, which the teacher can look at it. So we don't have to like hand it all in.
Mm-hmm.
And
eBackpack, tell us about that. How does that work?
Well, basically, our teacher just puts a folder into it. We've got lots of folders now. But say we were doing a story.
Was this like, so the way you used to maybe put your jotters in a tray?
Yeah, yeah.
Is this almost like digital trays?
Yeah.
That you would submit your work to?
Yeah. So if she might put my story, and then when we finish that time of writing the story, we have to put it into that. And once we finish the story, then we can put it in another folder saying final story.
Mm-hmm.
And we can also do much, as Callum said, do much more at home and then also put it into eBackpack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And before, like, we couldn't take our jotters home.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we did want to finish it at home, we couldn't take our jotters home. But this is with us, like, 7 days a week.
You get to take
uh-huh.
this home.
Yeah. And
has that also been a factor that's helped
uh-huh.
change your life,
and
so to speak, that you don't leave your device in school, you've got it
no.
with you, so it's almost you don't stop learning in a way.
Yes. That's how I moved up a math group.
You've moved up a math group?
Yeah, I think in fractions I've improved a lot. I think I did not know fractions at all until I started using the iPad about
mm-hmm.
the fraction apps.
Okay, so the fraction apps have helped you.
And also, like, there was one time I forgot my homework sheet, or I didn't know quite what to do on the homework, so I just, it was Saturday, so I emailed Mrs. Barker, and she replied to me and told me what to do.
And that wouldn't have been possible?
No.
And no, that's okay. Excellent.